As you wrote in the book, if the church were Christian, you talk about some of the ways things would be different. You talk about what you think would be important. For instance, you say we'd be more interested about love and less interested in issues of sex. Say a little bit more about that. I figure that, if anything, is sure to get you defrocked, so to speak, if we Quakers had frocks.
Well, yeah, it's clear to me, and clear when you read church history, that the church has had a rather unusual preoccupation with sexual behavior, and that somewhere along the line, one's ability or willingness to live within the sexual codes embraced by the church determined then their commitment to the Christian faith and their standing in the Christian faith, so that those who violate the code are considered by many people now to be unchristian, to not be Christian. And that's always mystified me, given that it didn't seem to be a real priority to Jesus. In fact, just the opposite seemed to be true, that from what I can discern, he almost seemed to go out of his way to embrace people who violated the sexual code of his era and welcomed them. It just seems incongruent to me why that would become a priority for the church, but it clearly has, and I think destructively so.
Let's go deeper. So, what is it about sex that is such a lightning rod? Why does the church want to focus on that? Is it something essential to the continuation of the church? I mean, there must be a reason that that pops up, not only in Western religion. I mean, you have your own sexual taboos within the Eastern religions of various sorts, too.
I just spoke about this over at the library when I was giving a book talk there, and a lady came up to me after at the conclusion of the program and said, "Why do you think the church is so afraid of homosexuality?" Because that had been what our discussion had centered around, and that's clearly the prevalent issue today in the church. And I gave a rather pat answer, fear. But I was thinking about it more a little later, and I think it's different. I don't think it's just fear. I think it's biological. I suspect that the evolutionary impulse within us to further the human race and to reproduce ourselves is so strong, so ever present, that any sexual union seen that doesn't accomplish continuation of the species is seen by us, not consciously, I think this is all very subconscious, as a threat. And I think that's at play, that when we talk about sex, we talk on a very real and but subconscious level. It has to do for many people with will we continue as a species? And I think that was a real important issue with Adam and Eve, that is, with the earliest human beings and their ability to continue and to evolve. However, with a world now faced with the opposite problem, that we have too many people, I think we can wean ourselves away from that fear. I don't think that's a legitimate concern any longer, though the church still uses it. When you hear a Roman Catholic theologian express the Roman Catholics' resistance to homosexuality, one of the reasons given is that it cannot end in procreation. So it's obviously still with us.